This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tottenham Hotspur defender Radu Dragusin has come out and said, "I feel good and I feel at home at Tottenham." Wales call up three Spurs players for international duty. Tottenham's deadline to sign Timo Werner on a permanent deal. And Brennan Johnson has stated at the moment he is buzzing and he has thanked the fans for the support.
Chris Cowley. Fan Cams. Club News. Transfer news, match previews, legend interviews,
Spurs winning,
press conferences, covering everything Tottenham and England.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News, where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Now, just before I get into it, I'd just like to say a huge thank you to all of the viewers in the last 30 days. We have been the most viewed Tottenham Hotspur related YouTube channel on YouTube in the last 30 days. That is simply incredible. Thank you so much for all of your support. We've also been the number one sports podcast in South Korea and Indonesia, number two in Belgium and number three in Singapore. I cannot thank you all enough. So let's start by talking about Tottenham Hotspur star Brennan Johnson. He has come out and thanked the fans for all of the incredible support that he has received recently. Talking after Spurs beat Aston Villa 4-0 at the weekend, he said there was a lot of build-up to the game and big it was in terms of teams fighting for the same thing. But for us, it was all about performing and trying to stick to what we do, because when we play like that, we feel like we can beat anyone. I felt like that was deserved. Our pressure was unbelievable, especially for that second goal, nicking the ball. And once we do that and get into really good positions, because we always want to press. But with the press and with the intent to score, to do that was really good. And the guys at the back playing a high line, nicking the ball, it just gives us the goals. Brennan Johnson also spoke about his goal scoring form and said, "It's still not as many as I want, but to score in a game like that against Aston Villa, especially at the time I scored, I'm buzzing, especially for all of the fans who stuck with me and always gave me so much confidence. A big thank you to them." Tottenham Hotspur defender Radu Dragusin has spoken out about playing in the second half at Villa Park in our 4-0 win in the Premier League on Sunday. He said, "I'm really happy that we won. It was very important to bring back the points for our run to the end of the season. We're really happy that we can win this important game and also to continue our good run." Radu Dragusin, talking about his performance at Villa Park, he said, "I felt good, I had good rhythm and I'm looking forward to many more games. We are on our way, we want to play football, I feel very good here. I'm really looking forward and I've settled well, especially the people at the club. They've welcomed me very good and I already feel at home here." On Wednesday afternoon, it was confirmed by Tottenham Hotspur Football Club that Ben Davies, Brennan Johnson and Joe Roden have all been called up by the Wales national team ahead of their Euro 2024 playoff with Finland. Competing in Path A of the fixtures, Wales are set to host the Finns in a semi-final tie on Thursday, the 21st of March. Kickoff time will be 7:45 UK time for a place in the playoff final, which will see the winner playing against either Poland or Estonia. If Wales are successful against Finland, they will then host the winner of the Poland and Estonia semi-final in Cardiff on Tuesday, the 26th of March, with whomever triumphs in that clash earning themselves a place at the Euro 2024 finals this summer. Ben Davies heads into the playoff game with 84 caps to his name. Joe Roden is currently on 42 caps, while Brennan Johnson has 24 caps. On Wednesday afternoon, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club confirmed that the club is proudly supporting Down Syndrome Awareness Week with our men's and women's first team players on Wednesday training in colourful mismatched socks. The Lots of Socks campaign embraces the sock-like appearance of chromosomes. Individuals born with Down syndrome typically have three copies of chromosome 21 instead of two. Wearing mismatched socks is the perfect way to show that no two people are the same, regardless of the number of chromosomes they have, and people across the world are encouraged to take part by rocking their socks on Thursday, the 21st of March, World Down Syndrome Day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Reports in Germany on Wednesday are stating that Tottenham Hotspur have the option to buy Timo Werner for around £15 million, and that deal expires on the 14th of June, so Spurs would need to make their mind up very soon whether they want to sign Timo Werner on a permanent deal or not. Reports in Germany are stating that Timo Werner wants to stay at Tottenham. He's happy at Spurs right now. He's enjoying his time in London. But at this current time, the club are still unsure whether they want to take up the opportunity to sign him on a permanent deal. On Wednesday, Tottenham Hotspur boss Ange Postecoglou spoke to Sky Sports. He was talking about Mickey van der Ven's injury and has confirmed that he is unlikely to play against Fulham on Saturday in the late kickoff in the Premier League, 5:30. Ange Postecoglou said, but we don't think it is anything major. Now, my thoughts and comments on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about Timo Werner. Now, of course, Tottenham Hotspur signed Timo Werner in the January transfer window from RB Leipzig on an initial loan until the end of the season, and we have an option to buy him for around £15 million in the summer. In my opinion, £15 million will be an absolute bargain to sign a player of this quality. We know that he can play through the middle. We know that he can play on the left. We know that he can play on the right. We know that he can be a super sub. We have seen it. We saw it even at Aston Villa. And I think week by week, we are seeing a better Timo Werner. Of course, when Timo Werner signed for Spurs, Ange Postecoglou come out and said that if he was doing extremely well, if he was playing week in, week out and doing extremely well for RB Leipzig, then Spurs would never have signed him in the first place. I said at the time, I thought it was really, really good and clever business from Spurs. And I stand by those comments. And I also stand by the comments that I made back in January, February time, that I think that we will see, you know, an increase in performance level from Timo Werner. I think whatever Ange Postecoglou has asked Timo Werner to do in the games that he has featured so far, he has delivered. I think there is so much more to come from Timo Werner, but I think that that is what makes this signing or potential signing so exciting, because I think it is a very, very good deal. And I think it is, you know, to bring in a versatile player for that low fee, I think is an absolute no-brainer. I think the Spurs should get this deal done. But of course, it depends what Ange Postecoglou wants. If Ange Postecoglou has got different ideas for the summer, then, of course, every single Spurs fan will stand by that and back our manager. It is all about what he wants. But when you think about, you know, some of the players that we have signed in the past, you know, what do you get now for £15 million? I think it is an absolute no-brainer, and I think it would be an absolute bargain to sign Timo Werner. And as I've said many times, including on this podcast so far, I think that we will get an increased performance level from him, and we will see an even better player in the future. Many congratulations to Joe Roden and Ben Davis and Brennan Johnson. Of course, they've just been called up to the Wales squad again. Three important players for their country. Best of luck to them against Finland whilst on international duty. Radu Dragushin has come out and said, "I feel good and I feel at home here at Tottenham." In a weird way, of course, Mickey van der Ven and Christian Romero have been asking people this a lot on the podcast recently. When is Radu Dragushin going to get game time if van der Ven and Romero are not injured? Because, you know, you're never going to take van der Ven or Romero out. You're never, in an ideal world, going to have one of those sitting on the sub bench. You always want those two to feature. They are incredible defenders. Radu Dragushin, I thought, done a fantastic job when he came on. He even took one right in the balls as well. You know, defending, and it went out for a corner. They actually showed that replay, you know, on the screen at Villa Park, and everyone just went, "Ooh!" You know, we certainly felt it. But he fitted in so well alongside Christian Romero, and you know, it's really nice to see him getting minutes. Of course, we wish Mickey van der Ven a speedy recovery. Of course, we want him back. But what an option we have at the back now. Radu Dragushin, a real quality player. So glad that we signed him. So it does give you that confidence going forward that if ever one of them was suspended or injured, and of course, both of them have had problems this season, and both of them have been out at the same time as well, you know, it gives you more confidence that we have got a player to come in and you feel very, very comfortable straight away. And I certainly did feel that in that second half against Aston Villa. So fair play to Dragushin. He played extremely well. Brennan Johnson is another player, in my opinion, very similar to Timo Werner. I think we're going to see, you know, 1-2% increase in level, performance, etc., etc., from the likes of Brennan Johnson. That's why I think that the future is pretty decent. And I think that Ange is building something really special at Tottenham. Brennan Johnson has had a bit of a hard time, I think, since signing for Spurs. I think he's had a hard time from a number of Spurs fans criticising what he's done and what he hasn't done. But at the moment, he's come out and said that he is buzzing. He's thanked the fans for the support. You know, you've got to remember sometimes that some of these players are still very young. Some of these players are still learning, and some of these players are still learning the Ange Postecoglou way and what he demands and expects from them. But I think that, and this is only my opinion, Brennan Johnson, Timo Werner, I think are two players that will get better and better through time under Postecoglou. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Have a great week. I'll see you on the next one. Come on, you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.